Vayter in Shas. We are on Bava Basra Daf Kuf. Unbelievable. 100 Daf. This is really pretty amazing. 99. I got it. Zok Tehillah Gemishnah. Mi Shaisa Derech Haram Moveres Tuch Sadeu. Let's say I have a field, but it's a Derech Haram. There's a public road that's going through the field. Now, how did I get there? Either it was always there, as the Rishpam says, or it says that I give it over to the public. Not of Nasan Lemon Lebenetzel. Let's say they said I want that path, and I give them another path on the side of the road, on the side of the field. Masha Nasan Nasan. That which I give the new path. You get to keep that path, right? I can't back out of that. V'shalo lo higia. And that which I took from mine, that original one, doesn't actually become mine. Doesn't work. So I end up, now there's two paths over there. Derech ha-yachid al amas, derech ha-yachid, a private path is going to be 4 amas. Derech ha-rabim, 16 amas. Derech ha-rabim is 16 amas, which is amazing, right? So first of all, derech ha-yachid, Rishpam says, ha-mach ha-chavir derech b'soch sadeh, if you go and you sell a derech and you're set your field, tzarech litin lo dalid amas korcha v'gala, you have to give him 4 amas, like the amount of a wagon can go through. And then we say that derech ha-rabim is tes vavam, tes sheshesre amas, right, coming down to 16, says, unbelievable lesson. This is Rosh Hashanah, the daf of Rosh Hashanah. The Derech HaMelech, the path of Hashem, there's no shear. Whatever Hashem wants, we go and we do. Unbelievable, right? So now it says what Derech HaMelech means, an actual king in Lashir. And what do we do with this? It says the Rishbam, because of the Gemara, Shemelech, what do we do for the Melech? Poriz, Batim, Nekdan, houses, Vigadir, and fences, Bilfan, in front of Lashir, Derech, Lo Yatil, so he doesn't go left or right. He gets to go straight, exactly what he wants. Derech HaKever in Lashir, when we say something when it comes to a Kever, that the Gemara talks about that you can go through, and you can go through a field, and even though people's fields, they can't act on their house and their fences, but you go through there. Hamaimid, with his whole ceremony after a funeral known as Maimid, which will explain the difficult from a base what that is. But when you're going, you're selling this Maimed area, they say base arba cabin, it's 4 kav. Says the Gemara, Amai shelo lo higia. Why is it that it doesn't become? Why is it that the path that he takes, he makes a new path for the people, and he takes that original path? Why doesn't it become his? Why can't he go and take it? What are you talking about? Linko pires of a lace. Let him take a stick, sit on the path, and don't trust to come through. He's going to give him the smackdown. Why can't he do that? Shamas mina. It seems like we learn from here. Love and inish dina lanafsha. A person can't take the law into his own hands. But that's a bit of a problem. Why can't a person take the law into his own hands? Says the Rishbam, right? B'tmiya v'anan kaima l'bavakam. We know in bavakam and aminiya chavzayim abeis. The kuliyam is savri avid inish dina lanafsha makom. Everyone knows you can take the law in your own hands if you're going to have a loss that's coming from it. So why is it that we don't let him do it? Love in his dina de l'nafshe. What's happening over here? And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Zvid, Mishpeh de Rava, Gezerah Shem Yitin Lam Derech HaKalson. There's a Gezerah. The reason why we don't let him do that is because you can have these unscrupulous people that are going to go and give him a path on the side, but it's whole crooked path over there, and we don't want them to be doing that. And what's the problem if they do that? No one's going to go ahead and actually take care of business, known as a bystander effect, because when there's too many people in the pot, too many pots in the kitchen, too many cooks in the kitchen, nobody actually takes care and does the things by themselves. Right, that actually don't take care of business by themselves. Klomar, the olam scissor has bound the olam oven in his dine lenafshe can. But here, Dafka, even though we could do it, we say we don't let him to kanetz chachamim, even if he gives a derech yashar, right? Because you're going to give them, if someone might give a bad one, and no one's going to really do anything about it. Like it says, the Kedera, the Shutfi, partners that own a pot, it's not hot, it's not cold, because no one's actually taking care of this. And the Chachamim are worried, you know, the Takanta, the Rabbim, and therefore we don't let them do it. Rav Misharshia, Mishmei de Rav, he says differently. When is it true the guy doesn't get that path in the middle, that he loses, that the public now has two paths? That's only if he gives them a crooked one. If you give them a straight one, then they get the straight one, and he gets to keep that original one. Beep, turn the page. Daf Kuf, Rav Ashi Amar. He gives another shot. Why is it the original path belongs to the public? Kol min hatzad, anything that's from the sign. Any path that was moved to the side, Derech HaKalsoni, that itself is a crooked path. It's on the side. Krova Lazer or Chok Lazer, because even though it could be closer for one person, wow, good, this path moved and it's closer for me, it ends up being further for another person. So itself is going to be something which is going to be called a crooked. Therefore, you can't go and you can't change it. But Leim Aleo, can't the owner say, Shiklu Ditchu, take that which is yours, the original path, for Holiday Din, let me get back my the new one. he had path number one, which is the original one. He made path number two, never saying path number two is to remain, and path number one also goes back to the original thing. So let it just go back to what it was. Fine, okay, I'll give you back path number one. Give me back path. Give me number two, though. Why can't he go and take it? And for the Gemara, Hamani, who is this opinion? Rabbi Eliezer, he. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, oh, Mary Shum, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbim Shebaru Derech Le'atzmam, if the public takes a path through a private field for themselves, but they don't have permission, they don't have reshus from the owner, says Rishbam, Derech Sada Acher, Ma Shebaru Baru, that which they took, right? It becomes public. Which we're going to explain momentarily, but the point is, so if that's the case, then certainly if it's given, since Rishbam, Alpha Bisha Lo Nutl Rishus Mibal Sada, we're going to explain, so clearly if you give it to him, it's going to remain by them. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Gazlanim, what do you mean? Who called Rabbi Eliezer? He's saying they're Gazlanim, Gazlanim, says Rishbam, say, Yigzul Kakash, okay? You just go in someone's field, you go and you take it? No, for the Gemara, Rabbi Yadam Rav, he goes, Sha'avdalahem Derech Mosa Sada. And what it means is they had a field over there, they had a path over there. But it got lost over there. There was this thing, but they lost exactly where it was. And in that case, right, that's what Rabbi Eliezer says, you can go and take the new path without the reshus, without the permission. Says the Rashbam on this idea, they had a path over there. It's stronger than the rabbi of the Yachid. If a Yachid lost it, he doesn't go and take by himself. He can go decide. The Beis Din can choose it for him, or the Baal HaBayis, the Baal HaSadeh can do it. But Rabim Kibazim Damu, right? They can go and do such a thing. And certainly in the case where the person goes and he gives it over, right? Miu Shalo, Lo Yigio de Kansin Laid Lafisha Nas Lem Derech HaKalson, he gave them, you know, crooked one, so it becomes like the Nas. That's going to be Yachi, that's really true. That it's only the case where the public had a path over there. Why are you saying the Lach is not like Rabbi Eliezer? Right? He's talking about the case where they had a path over there. It makes a lot of sense. You should be able to do it. What's going on? So smart. Man Damas Nihan, the one who taught this din, Rabbi Eliezer, that this din applies in a case only without a path, Lomas Neha didn't teach the one that the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, yeah, Nechinami, he would go ahead and be able to take for himself a path. According to Rabbi Huna, why does our Mishnah say that the owner cannot take back the new path? Mishum de Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda said, oy, 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 oy. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, says the Bach. Meitzar Sheikh Ziko Barabim. If you have, you know, private owned area, and you have the boundary, it's a meitzar, where the Rabbi made a chazaka, the people can walk over there. Says the Rashbam, Sheikh Zibo Rabbim, Sheshvu, Vitaknu, Le'eluch, they can walk over there, Rabbayim Yodu, they knew about this chazaka, they were quiet. Also, Lakalkalo, Devade L'Rabbim Machal. You can't go ahead and mess it up because clearly he gave it. So, also, Lakalkalo can't be ruined, the owner can't go and ruin it because he was Mochalit, he gave it up, right? The Rashbam explains, we saw. So I was about much earlier in the Masechta that they used to have these fields, and in between the fields there was this mate had this strip of land that was a little bit higher, a little bit lower. So if the Rabbim come and they do it, he can afterwards, you know, go and change that over there, right? So if the public did it with the owner knowing about it, then he didn't say anything, so he gave it over. So by the Mishnah where the owner actually gave it to him, obviously he should keep it over there, and he's not allowed to back out of it. The Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Mamai Kanule, how do they go ahead, how are they going ahead and choosing what they're taking over there to, you know, acquire something? What exactly, what chazak are they doing? Beilucha, he says, just by walking through it, that itself is going to be the chazaka. The Tanya Mil Tenebraisa, Halach Bala Arka Ula Rachba, if one walks along the length and the width of the field, Kana Makam Ilucha, he requires the place where he is walking. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Cham Momrim, Ein Hiluch Mol Klum, walking does nothing. Achi Yaksik, until you do some sort of actual chazaka. Right? You have to do Charisha, or you have to make a fence, or lock it, or break a little bit, or something like that. Right? That's when something actually occurs, and then you have it. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, my time with Rabbi Eliezer, what's the reason Rabbi Eliezer? That he says you walk along it, and it's good. The Chsiv, Kum hisalech baris arka l'rachma ki lechat neno. Hashem says, "Time of Vino, go get up, walk the length and the width of it, and lecha etin it's the aretz azot I'm giving to you." So we see, just walking by it, that itself is going to go to quiet. For Rabbanan, Rabbi Rabbanan, they say it doesn't work. So how do they explain the pasuk? Hasa mishum chavivusa d'Avram hu dekamer le'achi. It's because of Hashem loving Avram Vino that He told him to do this. right? It's not going to actually do something. You just walk in a kedushay noach lichvosh lifnei banav, that it'd be easy for your children to go out and to acquire. It says, "Rishpam dahavalei ki yorshin, look at gazlanim." They'll be like yorshin, to be like a yorshin, like inheritance, and not thieves. V'lo yerushos l'satan l'katrei, you can't be mekatrei. V'lo pischan peh l'bal midas adin, you know, to come against you. Because we know that Hashem said, this is the land that's going to be yours. Okay. That there is such a thing that you could actually acquire by just walking it. That you have a path that goes through vineyards. In such a case, since it's meant for only to walk over there, therefore it could be acquired through walking. It says, Konin osa, just enough walking through his konet. Kedamin mecheskes abatim, like we saw in Daf Nun Gimel Beis, itzio matzos bin nichse hager kone. If you're putting mats out on the nichse hager, you know, on the property of a ger, where no one has over there, that itself is going to be konin over there. Okay, so now we talked about the vineyards. Let's talk about the path. Kiyasa lekamedu Rav Yitzchak Bar Ami Amar Lui says to them, Havu le kihechi didari tuna deshbishta vahadar. Give, talking about your reference, the buyer a path that's wide enough that he can carry a load of branches on his shoulders, be able to turn around in all the directions, not knock things over. Says Rishpam Shvil Rachav Kihechi didari tuna, when he's carrying this zmoros, these branches, al ksefo, v'hodeilich ve'ilich v'ilich zmoros b'mechitzos hashvil, it's not hitting the mechitzos over there. V'lo amren ela de misayimin mechitzasa, when is that said? Only where the path, it has walls. So around it, v'lo misayimin mechitzasa, but if it doesn't have any walls, kihechi deshaka kara manach kara, he has to give a path only wide enough that he can lift up one foot and put down another one, right? Just be able to walk over there. Because there's nothing stopping him with no walls over there, so you don't have to give him the amount. It's a much smaller area, basically be able to, a path to be able to walk on. Derech ha-yachid dal-adam, as we said, a derech ha-yachid is dal-adam, as you sell derech ha-yachid, it's got to be that amount for the agola. Tana, achema, your mother say, kadeh she-yavr chamor b'maso, it's got to be big enough that the hamor, the donkey, can pass, and it has a load on it. It says, Rezbam, shnei gmadim ha-mechsa, yukid l'lakaman, but we're going to see in a moment. Amir Avuna says, halacha kachem, halacha goes according to acherim. V'tanu dayine gola, the judges of the Gola, they came and they said, "Tani Gola, v'ainu Shmuel v'Karna." Prepare to come in Sanhedrin. Says Rishbam, "V'hilchach l'gusin and Tanya damaroy ninu inami achgusin and Tana Dainu Gola shonim price of a parak base car." Gusin amechi shnei gamadimu mechsa. It comes out to 2.5. Gamadim, right? These are amos, but a small measurement of amos. Says Rashbam, amos ketanos, bipirko ades pasos, from your elbow to your finger. B'yeshamim amos shlemos tikra kasuv gamed arka. V'yam Ravun, everybody says, Alachik Danigola goes according to Danigola. But hold on a second. V'yam Ravun, Alachik Chem, he says, Alachik Chem, who said it's got to be wide enough to just, you know, to have the donkey that's all full over there. So how could you say by both? Edi v'edi chachirahu. He said, they're both the same shear. That is how much it is. So if everything's good. Next part of the Mishnah, we said, Derech HaRab, Sheshes V'yamo, the Derech HaRab is 16 Amos, Tanar Rabban, and Derech HaYachar Arba Amos. It's 4 Amos. Derech Meir Le'ir, 8 Amos. A path between one city and another is 8 amos, right? This is used by the people that live over there. Right? We need 4 amos for the wagon, so the public road has to be 8 amos, so that if wagons going in 2 different directions, there's enough space to be able to go past each other. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Amabez, Derech HaRabim, the path of the Rabim, Sheshes Rabim, 16. Derech Ari Miklat, right, that is 16 amos. Says the Rishbam, Derech HaRabim, could go in Ir Sheyesh Ba Avar Sheboin Derech Shama Eretz Chokah. You have this a path that goes from a faraway place. Sheshtei Amos is 16 Amos. Terech Ari Miklat, the width of the path is going to Ari Miklat. That is Shloshim Ushtayim Amos, 32 Amos. You got to give them easy access to get there. Amar Avuna Mikra, whatever I'm a pasuk which teaches this, to Ksev, Tachin Lecha Derech, prepare for yourself a Derech. It's talking about the Ari Miklat. Derech HaDerech. It doesn't write derech, which is talking about ha-derech. And the hey is saying it's got to be bigger than the norm that's done. It says, Rishpam, derech matzah nechtof uksiv, ha-derech l'sufi derech acheres, v'stam derech shabbatora tezayinama. So Mishkan was in Shabbos of Tzadi Tess is 16. So now it's Haderech. You got to double that up. It's 32. Everyone can go from all places. So it's 32 Amos. Then we said, Derech HaMelech Ein L'Shir, that of the king has no, there's no shir. You let the king do what he wants. The king, Melech HaOlam. Shemelech Paris Gadol L'Shir Derech, you can go break down paths. Ve'im Machem Yodah, no one can go ahead and stop him. You can't go and, protest against the king. Derech HaKevi Ein L'Shir, there is no shir for that. Hold on one second. I derech kever is no shir mishum yikari the shachva. That's because of the honor of the dead. Says Rabbi Mishain Zek Kavod Hameis Lavriach. To go and to cause them to go another place. It's not covered. Disrespectful to the mace. Now, when we said with the maimi, this whole process that happened after the burial, they said it's four kav. Tanu Rabbanu and Amocha Kiver. If someone sells a kever, says Rishbam, Me'aros Hayu Osen Lehem B'Chayeim Likvor Sham Meisei Mishpacha Ketam Asisin. There were these caves that they used to make during the lifetime to bury the dead of the family. Like we're going to see, that was a thing that people used to go and do. Derech Kivro. So Tanu Rabbanan. Hamocha Kivro, one sells his burial plot, Derech Kivro, the path of his burial plot, to be able to go and to get there. Mako Mamado, the area for his maimed, Ubeis Espedo, or the place where he's going to have a eulogy. Ba'in B'nei HaMishpacha, the B'nei HaMishpacha can come after he dies, V'kovrin Oso Al Karcho, and bury him where he's supposed to be, without the buyer, without his, Rashbam says, Al Karcho Shel Keach. This guy sells his plot, doesn't matter, we can bury against his will, because that's a pagam, that's a real disgrace of the family, if you're not having people buried where they're supposed to be buried with the family. So you have to go and pay the guy back, the guy paid, you have to pay him back. So there's a problem. So if I sell my burial plot to you, the family can force me to be buried there and pay the guy back. So you don't do less than seven standings and sittings for the honor of the dead person. Says Rashbam, Bechazirasim, and when you're coming back, Hochan Ma'at, they walk a little of Yoshim, they sit, Lenachim Avel, O Laharbos Tsar, Alames, Shemes, Laharbos Bebechi, Velosis Ish, Alibo, Leshuv, Mechuva, Kichaya, Odom Hevel, Omdim Hochan Ma'at, Vechosim Yoshim Ma'at, Kachos and Zayim Pa'amim, Kedilosis Alibam, Shechaya, Odom Hevel. Hevel, wow, unbelievable. Walking back, we stop, and you get up, you sit down, and you get up and you walk, and you sit down, you get up and walk, and you sit down, you do that seven times. To be harbus at tsar of the mace that's there, and to cry a lot, and also a person to place to his heart, to do tshuva, because chay adam is hevel. You understand? And we have to stop there seven times to place it to our heart that that's what it is. If I enter the first thing I make, and they get shiva hevel avalim, shaksuvim berosh sefer kaz, because the seven times it says hevel avalim there in the beginning, kinir atem be'enai, verisi kasub b'pneisha shedim eslavim emachosim. Another reason we saw, because the shedim, they come back with his people that are going back from the base of kavaros. The kach tiknu ma'amados emoshos, kadisha betoch kach, yistal kol shedim del me'alim, they'll leave. V'lo nihira. I don't think this is true. Dem kin yosin kin b'kol makom, they do this all the time. They come So he says, I don't think that's pshat. But the point is, he goes seven times. Keneged, back in the Gemara, keneged, hevel avalim, amr kohalas, hevel avalim, hakol hevel. So we have hevel is one, havalim is two, amr kohalas, hevel is one, havalim is another two, hakol hevel, that comes out to seven. You have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Wow, Amalei Rav Acha Bir Derava LeRav Ashi says to him, Heichi Avdi, how is the maimed done? Right? they had this ceremony, not everybody did it, you know, but he didn't know how it was done. So therefore he's asking, you know, how do people do it? Says Rashbam, hey, Chayy Regil and Las, says, welcome to the places where they do it. Amalei, he says back to him, Kid the time, we're going to buy some, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shon, Arbish, and Yehuda, Eloy, Pochsen, Mishabam, other so much as Hobbes, the base. They wouldn't do no less than 7 standings and sitting for the dead person. He could go on Imdu Yakara Mamodu. And this way, this is what they do. The one who was leading would say, stand, dear ones, stand. And then it would go a little bit. And Shfu Yikar Shu, sit, dear ones, sit. And the mourners would sit and they would cry for what was lost. And that was done at least 7 times. Armulo, the Chum said to Rehuda Im Kain, if that's true, that's the ceremony, the Afa Shabbos for the last of Kain, it'll be mutter to do this even on Shabbos. Right? But we know that the custom, the Rebbe said, wasn't to do it on Shabbos. If it took back like the Erev Shabbos, and they were coming back from the burial, so Ravashi's Raya, other member, someone who's done, has learned from Yehuda's comment that Chacham didn't explain what's going on at all. Says Rashbam, "Amr lo Chachamim Kain after Shabbos Hechad to cover was Amei Samach Chashecha." He mut the lasos Kain Meachas Shalohi Osim Kiem Amida B'Yeshiva. So that's all they're doing. Rabbi Yehuda Ma'isi Raya V'Lomer Rabbanan Shem Lo Pirshu Klum. So he says the Gemara, right? So clearly, we're seeing that Amulah the Chacham were saying, if that's really all that was done, it's you meant to do on Shabbos. And clearly, that's not what was done. So it wasn't allowed to be on Shabbos, that's not what was done. Ach say to Rabbi Bar Papa, the sister of Rabbi Bar Papa, have a Nesiva Leila Rav Avya, who was married to Rav Avya, Shkiva, she died, Avad La Maimed Umoshev, and he did the sitting and stand, the standing and sitting thing. Amar Rav Yosef, Ta Betarta, he made a mistake in 2 things. Ta She'ein, he made a mistake in 2 things. One is that She'ein Osen Ela Bekrovim, you only do this for Krovim. It's only done with Krovim, but Rav Avia, Vehu Avin Afil B'Yachokim, he would do it even with people that weren't his Krovim. Vita, and he also made a mistake, She'inos and Ela B'Yom Rishon, we only do it on the first day of the actual burial itself. Vehu Avin Yom Sheni, he did it on the day after the burial. Abai Amr B'Han Amita, he said there's another thing he made a mistake with, She'inos and Ela B'Bisa Kfaros, it's only done at the cemetery. Vehu Avin Yom did it in the city. Rav Amr B'Han Amita, he made another mistake, She'inos and Ela Makom Shanago, it's only in a place where there's a Makom to do it, Vahasim Lonog, in the place where he was, there wasn't the minute to go and do it, and he did it anyway. Okay, so we say, so Abai said it was done at the cemetery, but based very frankly, Gemara, Amulo, the Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda, Imikain, if it's really true, the Hapa Shabbos is the last skin, we're about to do this even on Shabbos. V'yamar, Rabbi Sekfaras, Rabbi Yom Aleph, right? If you want to say that, if you say that the Maimon is done only at the cemetery and on the first day, right? How the Chum have said that such a thing could be done on Shabbos, basically, Shabbos, my boy, what would we be doing in the cemetery on Shabbos? When you're not allowed to go ahead, you're not allowed to bury people, right? He's trying to knock out Rabbi Yehuda the way he did the Maimon by saying that the fact that the ceremony is not done on Shabbos, but it can't take place on Shabbos, no matter how it's done. And for the Gemara, there is a way you could do it on Shabbos, but you're a smukh l'bizak. If I was talking about a city, it's near the cemetery. And therefore, to you, ben hashmashos, where they brought the body there, ben hashmashos, and therefore, right, it could be done on Shabbos after dark when they're on the way back, right? So even though it's like the next day, the maimon can still be done because in reference to mourning, the night after the burial is considered the first day, and there's more avilus on the day of the burial and through the night after the burial itself. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.